Live from the center of the Razorback universe.
The only radio show Razorback fans need to listen to.
Unbiased and unafraid.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ruskin and Zach.
So, does anybody know what day it is?
I'm being told sources close to the show are telling me it's a Thursday.
What the world? Somebody put it's like the eighth straight Friday for them.
This is
God, what a weird deal.
This is the Mondayest Thursday ever.
That's crazy.
Brutal.
Is that a, can we do that on the poll? Do you know what day it is?
We put up, we'll get into it in a little bit. There's a poll up about what day it is.
Yeah. I don't know. I woke up, I thought it was Saturday again. I don't know what's going on.
You got football on in the middle of the afternoon. It's a very confusing situation.
It really is. All right, it's Ruskin and Zach back for 2020. And maybe beyond, we don't know. So, it's good to have you here. You can text us or call us if you've forgotten, because we haven't talked to you in a while. 866-285-4005 is the phone number. You can text us or call us, 866-285-4005. You know, I didn't want to start with this, but I mean, when you are having to release a press release to defend a hire, you probably didn't get the right guy. And I'm talking about Ole Miss and this DJ Durkin thing.
Or you're just Ole Miss. I mean, this isn't the first time this has happened down there.
What happened on DJ Durkin's watch? Oh, I don't know. Somebody died. That's what, literally. I mean, I always say, no matter how bad the show is, well, nobody died. Well, in this case, someone actually died at Maryland, a football player. And he got fired over it. And now, not even 2 years later, now he's working? Huh? And I understand that, you let people come back at some point, but 2 years? Can we consult with the young man's family
on this situation? I mean, this is how screwed up the SEC is. Hugh Freeze, yeah, he may have called a hooker.
You're out.
You're not allowed to coach.
This guy
killed somebody.
Come on, you're good. That's Southeastern Conference football. That's it. Hugh Freeze, you know, he stepped outside of his marriage. No, you get out of here, sir.
No, he won games.
He won games.
That's more important.
You get out of here, sir. No. But DJ Durkin, well, what'd you do? Well, there was this little situation where a guy died. Well, come on down. Hey, we don't care. Come on. I mean, it's crazy. Like, I don't understand how, and maybe Sankey doesn't get in the weeds on your coaching staff. But then why isn't Art Briles working anywhere in this league? If he's DJ Durkin's is working before Hugh Freeze, are you serious? Yeah. That's a joke, right? That's an actual comedy joke, right? Written by writers. That can't be real life. It's amazing. And they put out a press release. Well, we did our due diligence. Like, anybody believes that? Does anybody believe Ole Miss looked into that situation at all? Of course not.
No, that was probably it was not a very thorough vetting, I'm sure. It's like you go around the room. Anybody heard of DJ Durkin? No. Sold. Done. Turn it in. Don't you have to be?
People have the internet. They can Google things and be like, oh, him.
But now with the hiring process, don't you have to send it to the league office and have it approved? I mean, I think that's the way it works, and the SEC signed off on it, so it's got to be good.
Evan in Fayetteville says he got blackballed for beating Alabama twice. That's a good theory. I can get with some of that. That's not the craziest thing I've heard before. But yeah, that's crazy. What are your crimes, sir? Well, I met up with some ladies. Oh, well, I'm sorry. We have nothing for you. What are your crimes, sir? Well, I was running the program and a kid died during a summer workout that I approved. Oh, well, come on in. Why not? Yeah, hey. You need a new desk chair? We can make that happen for you, too. I mean, seriously. All right. By the way, I don't want to start this year on a note like that, where we make fun of everything. So let's turn this around a little bit and talk about something that's going really, really well, if we could. All right? And that's this Musselman thing. Like, Musselman is every Razorback fan that's ever ripped a coach for play calling, like, this is your messiah. Like, this is your dream realized. This is it. It's happening right now. Do you realize? Do you hear the smoke coming down from the clouds. Like, this is happening for every Razorback fan that's ever criticized the coach for making the wrong play call. Now here's Musselman, and there's nothing to rip. Nothing.
Everything's good.
Have you ever seen, seriously, have you ever seen a coach cover flaws better? And this team is flawed. I know they're 11-1, but this team is flawed. They are not the perfect basketball team. If you built one from scratch, this ain't it. Have you ever seen a coach cover flaws like this? It's crazy.
Not recently, no. But he has, what they lack, he provides. He provides that what they are missing. They went into Indiana against a team that was running some trees out there. I mean, 6'9", 6'10", guys, and they battled them as well as any team I've seen.
It helped that a guy got tossed.
Sure.
But what happened there is Musselman, who was the guy that knows the rule book, said, hey, wait a minute. Go, you know. Didn't he bring that whole situation up to be reviewed? And they did, and they threw him out on an F2? I think that's what happened there. It's been days, but I think that's what happened there. So, I mean, I don't care what happens in SEC play. Year one is a success for Eric Musselman. Unless they lose them all, and they're not losing them all, because A&M's terrible. Okay? So year one is a success.
I would say right now, yeah.
I mean, he is...
Barring a complete bottoming out or a catastrophic injury, yes, this has been a complete total success.
If there's
success.
An injury, I mean, what do you do?
You can't do anything, but...
But, I mean, unless they go 0-for,
which
they're not doing...
They're not going to. We're going to call that from now on pulling a Morris. Because we're going to talk about what he did to Auburn yesterday.
That's another thing I can't figure that out. But anyway...
Well, he's got the golden touch.
Back to something like that. He's got they got the doo-doo touch, maybe. But... Back to Musselman. I mean, it's just, if you are a fan that has always said, well, why'd they do that on third down? Or why didn't they call a timeout there? Why didn't they draw something up? Like, this is your guy, like, happening right now. I hope you realize that. In fact, I saw a tweet from somebody that Calipari at the Kentucky football game, Calipari went to Jerry Jones, who was there, and was like, you don't know what you got with Musselman. That's a ball coach right there. Or something along those lines. He's like a coach's coach. Remember, like, people in the industry understand.
Before our extended sabbatical where we finished our Mormon mission, I told you a coach in football should be worth about 10 points. A good one. It's worth about 10 points just putting him on field. Musselman's the same way. He's worth 6 to 8 points just having him on your bench. He will steal 6 to 8 points just by outthinking the guy down the floor from him.
Yes, and that's what they kept saying last year. I remember this about the guy at Florida, at White, that just because he actually paid close attention to baseline inbounds, that they would steal like 6 points in a game right there. Yeah. And they would execute flawlessly, and there you go. They score.
Justin in Arkadelphia, Texas, as of January 2nd, 2020, Chad Moore still doesn't have an SEC win.
Not since 2014, he doesn't, no.
He just got whooped by a Big Ten team. A bad one.
Yeah. Row the boat. And it's not just that. I want to get into that. Because, I mean, this is a phenomenon that can't easily be explained. Really, honestly, in an hour. I don't know how to explain this. 866-285-4005. It is Ruskin and Zach live in color. And we'll be right back. Say we are.
Unbiased and unafraid.
This is Ruskin and Zach.
The Arkansas women's basketball team hosts Texas A&M tonight in Fayetteville. Razorbacks 12-1 on the season. Gary Blair's in town. Talked to Coach Neighbors earlier. Razorbacks will get it done, I promise you. The Arkansas men's basketball team, they're 11-1 heading into Saturday against those very same Texas A&M Aggies. Game time 6 p.m.
Well, not the same.
Well, not the same.
They'll be playing the men.
Actually, the women are probably better than the men.
The women would give them more of a game than the men will on Saturday.
I believe that's correct. Game time 6 p.m. You can hear it right here. Pregame starts at 5:30. Arkansas guard Isaiah Joe scored game high 24 and leading the Razorbacks to a comeback win over Indiana on Sunday. For that, he was named the co-SEC Player of the Week with Kentucky junior forward Nick Richards, who had 13-10 in the Wildcats' victory over Louisville on Saturday. Little NFL news. General Manager John Dorsey and the Cleveland Browns have mutually agreed to part ways, according to a team
statement.
What
a shame.
Yeah, Dorsey met Tuesday with Browns owner Jimmy Haslam, and Antonio Brown's back in the news. Said he thinks his workout with the New Orleans Saints was a publicity stunt during an Instagram video he posted on Monday night. Saints brought Brown in for a workout last Friday, told him, don't bring your entourage. What did Antonio Brown do?
He brought his entourage.
It was his first visit with the team since he was released by the Patriots on September the 20th.
And that, boys and girls, is what we call being on brand. That is the Antonio Brown brand. Don't bring your camera crew. Well, here's the camera crew.
Yeah, they brought an extra camera. Your Ruskin and Zach Twitter poll today.
Is today
the Mondayest Thursday ever?
Yeah.
90% say yes. I want to talk to the two clowns that voted no.
Yeah, they just did that because the finger slipped on the screen or something. Yeah.
It is the Mondayest Thursday ever.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
All right.
That's it. That's all you got?
All right. Good stuff. It's 17 after the hour here on the Ruskin and Zach program, 866-285-4005.
We can update a poll we had before the Christmas break. Remember the eggnog poll? I tried eggnog yesterday.
Yeah, how'd that
go? And it was, I'll just say that it was doctored, eggnog. It is liquid vomit. It is
not
so
good.
It was so disgusting. Yeah, it was brutal. Yeah. But you know what? I was just covering for somebody, and they're like, here, have this. And I went, okay.
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. All right. 866-285-4005 if you want to get in here on the Ruskin and Zach program. A lot going on. A lot to discuss from the time that we were away. Man, I had a thought on a food item. You were talking about the eggnog.
Uh-huh.
Do people eat the ends of the bread? The what do you call them? The heels?
Yeah.
Do people eat those?
I read a stat. 91% of people in this country will bypass the first piece of bread because it looks different.
Well, it's all crust.
It's
all crust. People cut off the crust on their sandwiches sometimes.
Those people, we got to have a conversation about those people.
If you're an adult doing that, what are you doing? What are you doing?
You know what those the ends of the breads make? What they're really good for?
What's that?
To make breadcrumbs.
Oh, okay, that's good.
You know, like croutons, same sort of thing.
Okay,
just leave them out overnight and they season them up anyway.
Croutons. Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, I've heard of that.
They're not bad.
No. How many of you eat I've heard them called the hillbillies.
What?
It's the hillbilly of the bread. Has anybody ever heard of that?
No.
Okay. Well, never mind then. No, I can't. No. Come on. Anybody eat that stuff?
Brian in Cave Springs wants to know what gifts you got for Christmas. What'd you get?
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a second here. Let me think about this. I got some new pajamas. I'm sure the audience would be thrilled to hear about that.
You want to know the coolest thing I got?
What's that?
You know, this is going to sound really stupid.
If this is something sentimental, please.
What do I have that has to be sentimental right now? Nothing. No. I went to a Dirty Santa party.
Okay.
All right.
Now I'm intrigued.
Now I was not familiar with the concept. So
of course you are not familiar with the concept of Dirty Santa.
I've been in jail for 25 years. I found out so many things in the last 3 weeks. It's unbelievable. So I go to this Dirty Santa party, and my friend Joe is listening, and he knows where I'm going with this because he's the one who gave it to me. Are you familiar? It's an electric kettle. You know what it is?
Electric kettle?
It boils water. It's the coolest thing I got. It is the coolest thing.
God.
I literally can boil water at the flick of a button. I put the water in the kettle, I flick the little button, and it boils it for me. The coolest thing I got.
The coolest thing you got is basically a hot plate? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes. Yes. But it measures it out. My daughter and I were making Jell-O the other day, and I needed a cup of water, so I just dumped a bunch of water into this thing, flicked a little button, it boils it up, pour out a cup of water. It's great. I love that little thing. It's awesome. I don't know what else I'm going to use it for, but it's fantastic. I love it.
I can't believe it. You basically got a hot plate. Yeah. That's the greatest thing
ever. Yeah, yeah, I did. That was the best thing I got. It was awesome, and I loved it. I use it every day.
I get a lot of food gift cards, so I got those to rifle through over the next.
Craig and Fable just ruined it for me.
Yeah,
said no one wanted it.
No, that's true.
Suck it, Craig. Sure, just ruin it for me.
So,
oh, I gotta show you something in the next break. You'll laugh your back.
Jeff
up.
In Pinesville loves the heel of the bread.
Yeah, you know what it's good for? if you take like peanut butter and Nutella and you just fold it in half.
Oh, a fold over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what we're calling it?
That's what my mom calls them. Foldovers.
And you use the heel of the bread. They make great paninis. Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you this, growing up. You ever have a parent that had hamburger, but no hamburger buns, and you eat a hamburger on just a piece of bread? Was that an underwhelming experience?
No, isn't that... That's an actual thing. That's called a...
gosh.
Like a patty melt.
I guess, yeah. The bread's not toasted or anything in this case.
No.
It's like, oh, we didn't have any buns. Here
well,
we go.
Well, if you're backed into a corner, then yes, I understand that. But as a first choice, I'd say no.
Oh, well. B in Clarksville wants to know if the new PJs have a butt flap. Why don't we have more of those?
The old style.
Yeah, with the trap door. I mean, what? Is it because there's not outhouses anymore? Is that why we don't have
yes,
the
that's exactly the trap why. Door yeah, you don't have to. You don't need that.
Okay.
JT in Hot Springs says Zach is excited about being able to boil water. You guys have done this for thousands of years. JT, you don't understand, man. You don't understand what joy I get out of boiling water now. See, man, Zach needs a life. This is not a question. Thanks, guys.
I can't you know believe what? How excited you were about boiling water.
Dude, it is awesome. You just click this little button and it turns blue. And then when it's done, it like turns itself off.
You know these Keurig machines? They'll get you some piping hot water.
Yeah, but it's not nearly as fun as listening to that thing. Oh, and then you hear blah, 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 and it boils the water. It's pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't missed a beat since...
No, we're back.
Here we are.
You know what? I'm reading these texts about how much of a life I don't have. You know, guys, when I'm on my deathbed, I want all of you to text me. Just keep going. Go to the light.
They're
going to
be pallbearers.
Please.
Bless you down one more time.
Thank you. Noah in Hot Springs said he used to eat the heel as a poor kid, but somebody told him that it keeps the freshness of the bread. Is that true?
What
sort of like bookends for the bread and keeps it fresh?
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's a purpose of it, but does anybody eat?
Now, I do.
Are you a snob if you don't eat the heels of the bread?
Yes,
we've already established I am a snob.
Now you're not going to make the heels toast. That's not
going to
happen.
I'm not going to chain restaurants on vacation. We've established my snobbery already. But am I a snob because I won't eat
eat the entire loaf of bread except for the heels and toss the heels?
Oh yeah, toss them. Yeah.
Yeah, you're a snob.
Okay. All right. Well, there's another check mark into that. Hey, I got an idea now all of a sudden.
Oh, good.
A content meeting.
What you got?
You know the, do you have the B-bar punched up thing here?
I do.
Well, why is it not playing? You know that? You know the IMUS time check thing? We don't give the time a lot around here.
Okay, but four times an hour.
Yeah.
Time and weather, four times an hour.
But I figure, you know what we do way too, you know what I do way too often, because when I don't have anything else to say, I just say the phone number. Mm. So how about every time we give the phone number, we get a little quack in there, and then we keep a little piece of the IMUS in the morning program on our show until we get tired of doing this bit, and then we move on. How about that? Is anybody object to that?
No.
Out in the audience, and I really don't care one way or the other. So, 866-285-4005. And that's how you can call us or text us here on the Ruskin and Zach
text
program.
Out of the deep state.
Yeah.
Asked how many times I burned the water. That'd be zero.
I mean,
it has an automatic off button. It does it by itself. Now, I'm a little pissed that it doesn't have a remote, so that I don't actually have to get up to do it.
Yeah. You've got a remote-controlled kettle?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
And I'm a little pissed about it.
Well, can we figure that out?
Somebody get on the next Dirty Santa party. Invite me to your Dirty Santa party. I'm loathing fun.
He'll be amused by a kettle that boils water. So, I mean, the bar is very low. It's very low here. Oh, look at that. A flashlight. Oh, my God. I can see in the dark? Yes. Been looking for one of these.
Love flashlights. I've got an LED one. I got one for Christmas last year. It's nice. Thank you.
We will break down flashlights when we return here on Ruskin and Zach. There we are.
Razorback talk show designed for smart fans.
This is Reskin and Zach.
You can listen to the Reskin and Zach show anywhere in the world, ESPN995.com, hitthatline.com. If you got one of them Alexa Google Play thingies, say, hey, play ESPN Northwest Arkansas. Bang, you got it. Kevin from Fort Smith texts in.
Got you Mike Breen now?
What?
Bang!
Bang. Kevin from Fort Smith texts in. He got an electric kettle from Santa. Just got back from Ireland, and they're everywhere over there. It's good for soup, hot chocolate, whatever. So y'all can suck it. Okay?
Soup! All right.
I like soup.
Now, are you crumbling crackers in your soup, or are you just eating it?
Depends on what kind of soup it is.
A la mode.
Now, do you like pea soup? If it's really greasy, you throw some saltines in there?
I'll eat a vegetable soup.
What's your go-to?
Vegetable soup.
Really?
Or a potato soup.
Potato soup? Or, really? I would not have pegged you as a potato soup guy.
No.
I'm a minestrone guy.
Okay. That's
love minestrone. Bad.
And I had some killer tomato soup once, but I think that's the only place I've ever served good tomato soup, because I haven't found any since then. But no, you go up to I guess you can't call it the Dixie Stampede anymore because that offends people for some reason. So you go to the Stampede in Branson, and they get the potato soup there in the little cup that you have your handle on.
Now, hang on, if we're talking about soups and. I mean, minestrone is kind of my go-to because I can only get my favorite at one particular restaurant here in Northwest Arkansas, the bean soup at the Montanay Inn.
Oh, my God. That stuff's fantastic.
If you've never been to the Montanay, that's...
You can't go to February, but when because they're closed right now. But man, go. Yeah.
Oh, that's place, fantastic. That's me versus everything I can eat.
Have you been to the Stampede before?
No. Do I look like I go to something called the Dixie Stampede?
It's not the Dixie Stampede. It's just the Stampede. Do you can't I look, say Dixie anymore.
The only Stampede I would actually consider going to is Calgary. And I ain't talking about
that's a CFL game.
Yes, for those correct.
That are uninitiated. Oh no, yeah, you'd hate it because they only give you like the menu is set and they just bring it to you. You have no options in the deal except what you want to drink. That's it.
Kyle from Greenwood texts in. He says, "I thought y'all were fired." Kyle, let me explain to you the let me explain to you the economics of all of this. We work for free, we work for free, so you know we're cost effective.
If we're paying them for the air,
that's correct.
What are you talking about? They're making money on this deal.
BE says, try some warm eggnog. No.
No.
I had eggnog yesterday.
I don't think it's supposed to be warm.
It was. It's supposed to be really was. Cool, it was warm, chilled, right? Warm liquid vomit.
Yeah.
Blech.
I had a text here that I wanted to share with you, and now, of course, I can't. Oh, yeah. In Craig in Fayetteville, in Latin America, the heel of the bread is also called a mother-in-law. Well, you know, Craig, these are the kind of jokes we can't have here on this show. And I will not stand for this kind of outrageous commentary on mothers-in-laws. All right, so just settle down.
There's no silverware at the Stampede.
No, you use your hands.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Oh no, God, yeah. No. No. Were you here? You were here. Were you here for the I won't touch food debate?
I've been here for the buffet debate.
No, you weren't because we were sitting here.
Oh, it's you and Blair. Yeah.
Oh, and I will not touch. I will not handle food, and I don't want anybody else handling my food.
So how do you eat corn on the cob?
With the cob things that you put on the end.
How do you eat fried chicken?
With a fork and a knife.
Oh, my God.
I will not touch it. Look, I know where I've been. I don't know where you've been, and I know I don't want me touching my food.
How do you eat pizza?
With a fork and a knife. Like a civilized human being. Like everybody else.
Some Park Avenue elitist is what it sounds like to me. Let me eat a candy bar with a fork and knife. I mean, come on.
I won't touch my food.
You won't touch your food. Mm-mm. All right.
And now I can officially mark the Stampede off my
go-to list. Well, what happens is they bring you the soup, and it's in a little container with a handle. So you just kind of like ladle it into your mouth.
Yes.
Little, okay. And then everything else, I mean, you got to use your hands. There's a chicken. And you got to tear that up and then, you know, have chicken.
We're getting some fine reviews on the Stampede food. Eric and Boonville says the chicken is really good.
It's great.
Is it gas station quality?
It's better.
Really?
Yeah. It's better. They still got that same goofy guy hosting that thing. He is the if it was like, I mean, he is like the finger in the ear radio guy. And he's like the MC of the whole situation up there at the Stampede. The work schedule on that show is crazy. I think on the weekends they do like 3 shows a day, which is crazy. But these are like real shows. These aren't like us, you know, sitting here doing nothing. Like there's actual like animals and lights and there's all this whole thing going on there, you know? So I don't know what happens there, but the I used to know the name of the guy. And he talks like this, and you're gonna enjoy our time here at the Stampede. I mean, it's hilarious.
Yeah,
it's
like you got me on that one. I have absolutely no idea.
Well, you've never been, so no, you wouldn't know that.
No, cool. I'm getting a lot of questions about how I eat things. Guys, I eat fries with a fork. I don't eat sandwiches, and if I do, they usually got a wrapper on it. I just don't want people's fingers on them. I will find a way around it.
What if they got gloves on their
fingers? It doesn't matter. If you touch my food, I will not eat it.
Okay. All right. We've
been down this road.
We've exhausted. It is, by the way, National Buffet Day.
Ugh.
By the way, so RIP Bonanza, I guess, is what I'll say about that. I saw the one of the buffet places back home had like six health. Every week in the paper, they put the health violations in.
Oh, yeah.
That's great fun. Because what I like to do, because there's a place I like to go that gets written up a lot, and my parents say we're never going there because they get written up a lot. So what I like to do is the places they like to go, I always point out when those places get written up. I'm like, oh, you can't go there anymore. It's your favorite place. Can't go there.
Well, you go. Look, you go.
Just right to point out the hypocrisy.
You go right after they get written up because then they're on their game. I mean, like within the 3 weeks after they get written up is when you go.
No, I mean, you want to go. The game is not going to be physical after they throw two guys out. I mean, correct. That's what's going to happen. That's, I mean, right. Everybody's going to calm down a little bit, right? Anyway, but I mean, the buffet, one of the buffet places back home, just got like six citations or something.
Yeah, because
like
people sneezing in their food. Gross.
It's crazy. All right. It's a Ruskin and Zach program, and you can text or call us 866-285-4005. So I have this is something that really fascinates me about the Razorback fan, the Arkansas native, the Arkansan, as it were. And you people still haven't forgiven Dre Greenlaw? Really? I've not seen anything, and I'm going to use a phrase that the people on one side of the aisle hate, but it's totally accurate here. People get triggered by this thing, man. I mean, it's crazy. Because Dre Greenlaw, who, by the way, won the 49ers, the
NFC West,
and home field throughout the playoffs, by the way, on Sunday night, by his tackle at the goal line to save the victory for San Francisco. He tweets out before the game that they didn't have time to change his little, you know, let's meet the San Francisco defense, is what Al Michaels says, and they all pop on the screen and say they're college. Well, only because he lost a bet, and not because of any disrespect at all, he said Arkansas in the thing. And they didn't have time to change.
It was LSU week back in, what, November?
And, of course, LSU won, because that's what happens when you're Arkansas and Chad Morris is a coach. And so they didn't have time to change, or Auburn, or pretty much anyone else. And so they didn't go. And so I'm like, this is just a heads up. And then people lost their mind again about this thing. And it's like, I could understand it if it was coming from a place of disrespect. But it's not.
No.
He lost a bet and he's a rookie. This is how this stuff goes.
And they didn't have an opportunity to go in and change it. It happens. It's TV. And he even tweeted out, hey, didn't get a chance to do it.
Are the I don't think the Niners are on NBC next week in the playoffs. I'll check. But I really hope that they are, so we can go through this whole thing again.
Go through it one more time.
I enjoy watching people get so upset about this. It just cracks me up. Well, this is the thing. This is your line in the sand. You can do anything else. You can hire whoever you want. But I can't believe he said that. Bleep that guy. Blah. I'm like, what? This is one of the greatest guys to come in here in the last 10 years.
You find it odd.
Oh, they are on NBC.
Oh, fantastic.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Oh, man.
You find it odd? I mean, this was a guy who struggled to stay healthy.
Yeah.
At Arkansas. Mm-hmm. 16 games in the NFL? Not a problem.
No.
Has a great year. Probably going to be, you know, on the all-rookie team. Not a problem.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
And, well, you know, the Niners playing grass.
That's true. I mean, I've never seen anything. Again, I'm going to use the phrase that you don't like on your side of the aisle, but it works here. I mean, it triggers them. It's like, phew, they all bristle back to Les Miles circa 2007. And it's like, this isn't the same thing. Like, you understand that you're a rookie and you got to do stuff, right? I don't think it's coming from a place of disrespect, but man, that bothers people. It's hilarious. I enjoy watching the freak out. I just get my popcorn and my new jammies and just...
Do they have your initials on them?
No, they're not monogrammed. That's not a bad idea, though. Can we get someone to do that?
A little crest with the initials underneath it?
The Ruskin. What would the Ruskin crest be?
I got some ideas.
There's homework for when we come back, all right? It's 20 till the
hour. I got a couple ideas.
I'm sure you do. So does everyone else out there. On my enemies list is longer than Nixon's now. What are you talking about?
It is long and distinguished.
This is Ruskin and Zach. Back in a moment.
We've been waiting 2.5 weeks.
Yes, we have.
Do it.
And we can't wait anymore. Let's talk to Joe in Avoca. Hi, Joe.
Well, you guys kept talking about Dolly, though. Man, I could get lost for days.
Okay, that'll be fine, Joe. Thank you.
And you're talking about my rules on what I eat. If it don't smell good, I don't eat it.
Oh, boy. Okay, that's
my only rule I got.
That's fine. That'll Joe. Do. Thank you. Okay.
And Happy New Year, my brother.
Happy New Year, hey, Joe. We're good.
They wouldn't hire old Hugh Freeze. He's a big brother, man. Wasn't he a big religious guy?
Well, he found Jesus after he found his hookers.
That's right, yeah.
That's usually the order it goes in.
Well, yeah.
See Lane Kiffin.
No.
I think that'll make it all legal, but that's just my opinion. It all goes on anyway, so why not tax it? Hey, I want to say, the Razorback women, I like Coach Blair, but I hope Mike Neighbors takes him to the woodshed tonight.
Yeah.
Go girls. And that guard they got playing, that Gonther, or I don't know how to pronounce her name. I guess she was injured when I watched him.
Joe, what'd you do over Christmas?
Galding.
Yeah.
What'd you do over Christmas, Joe?
Not much. Stayed out of trouble.
What fun is that?
We depend on you getting into trouble, Joe. That's how we do this.
We're having some year-end sales, so I had to go there a few times and stock up.
What's the best gift you got for Christmas?
Well, I only got one, but it was an iced tea maker. And I love iced tea.
That's about as exciting as the little
electric kettle
that Zach got that boils water.
Joe, I'll tell you what. You come over, we'll make some hot iced tea.
How about that? This is a party, man.
Yeah. Okay. And Zach, I want to bet you, I think LSU is going to womp the tar out of Clemson.
Thank you for cleaning that up. Didn't need you starting
another game. He wanted to bet with you.
Okay. All right. Give me Clemson. Do I get the points?
I ain't giving no points.
No, straight up.
Straight up.
I'll still take Clemson.
Okay, and how about how many kids you got? You got four in your family or five?
I got two that I know of. Two that I'll cop to.
Two. Okay, all right.
I'll tell you what. Dinner's on me dinner at the Montanay.
Hey. Okay.
Done.
Okay. Right. And,
witness.
I got one corny joke.
Okay.
Hang on. Let me engage the delay. All right, go ahead.
If we're not going to dump, I don't eat stuff that doesn't smell bad, then anything goes now. I mean, what do we care? All right, Joe, what's your corny joke?
You know what Oklahoma and marijuana have in common?
No, what's that?
They both get smoked in a bowl. So Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year, Joe.
I'll sign off.
Thank you so much. Right.
I love the meme that was going around the day after the Peach Bowl. So which bowl was worse, the Dust Bowl or the Peach Bowl? That was my favorite.
Oh, my God. The Dust Bowl.
Oh, the Dust Bowl.
The Dust Bowl, at least something came of that.
Yeah, we got the Grapes of Wrath.
The Grapes of Wrath.
That's what we got out of it.
A great book later, a great film starring what's his name, that
Henry Fonda.
Thank you. The Oklahoma getting blown out in the Peach Bowl, we got nothing out of that.
No,
nothing,
not a thing.
We didn't get nothing out of that, so I think I go advantage Dust Bowl.
All right. Have you seen The Grapes of Wrath?
Yes. Yes,
great movie.
Yes,
hard to follow, but great movie.
I followed it fine.
I wasn't really paying attention.
Well,
the first time. when I had a test on it.
What you were doing during watching the movie is something that we can probably not get into, but I mean, anyway, that's a that's a great joke. All right, thank you, Joe. Good to hear from you. 866.
A little disappointed he didn't have more going on over Christmas.
Stayed out of trouble, which is not which what is we
want
to hear.
That's not what we want in our
we
Joe
need
and Avoca.
Trouble. That's right.
I'm telling you, I went to 3 holiday parties over the break. Every single one of them, I never mentioned who I am or what I do. I just sit in the corner and I talk to people. And when they found out, the two things I heard about were Joe. And I mean, we talked about synchronized exercising yesterday and the donkey call.
Classic.
No matter what, it always came back to Joe and the donkey call.
No. Which is fine. But someone reminded me of this. I think it was BE or Hacker or one of the merry band of idiots on social media. And for those of you that are uninitiated, since it's a new year, and you're trying something new, like listening to this show again, the Merry Band of Idiots is our affectionate term for the audience.
We offer Battlefield Promotions.
The participation wing of the audience. Some of you just want to sit there and laugh your head off, and we appreciate that very much. But some people want to be a part of this, and that's fine. Someone reminded me what I forgot. One of the funniest things we ever did, not to toot our own horn or anything here, but one of the funniest things we ever did is when we called A&W and asked them if they make their own root beer.
You mentioned that. I don't know what prompted that. I don't know why we called.
I don't know how we got into that, but we ended up finding an A&W in Siloam, mm-hmm. and we called them on the air live and was like, hey, are you guys making your own root beer? And the guy said, yeah, every day. Like, all right. So there you go. I don't know how we got there.
You know, when that guy went home that night, he's like, I had these two idiots coming here to ask him if we ever made root beer.
Yeah. That's exactly. I don't know how we got there. We have not gotten to this yet, and this is a great time to get to this. Is how does he do it? How does one man wield so much power? And that would be Chad Bartholomew Morris. How he's been on the payroll and he had no response. He was basically the kid at work. Just don't touch anything. And Auburn loses in the bowl game.
I was trying to come up with like a correlation or somebody who, no matter where they go, they just suck.
That pigpen guy with the dirt around on Charlie Brown. The guy. Or Charlie Brown himself. I mean, he didn't have a great run of luck there for a while.
I
don't know. This is inexplicable.
Nix got worse.
Irwin got, and all that we know happened is like Morris patted Bo Nix on the back and said good luck before the game. That's all it took.
Did he have a headset?
I don't know if he had a headset or not. But all it took was just basic human contact, like a pat on the back or the butt or whatever, saying, hey, good luck today. And that's all it took to ruin Bo Nix. It's happened in one game. So, people were going crazy yesterday how he's 0-1 on the payroll and everything.
In fairness, Gus has done just enough at Auburn to not get fired. He beat Alabama. His season's over. There's nothing else that he can do.
Oh, yeah, he can ride.
Beating Minnesota, whatever.
He can trade on that for a while.
He beat Alabama.
Yeah.
He has beaten Alabama more than anybody else.
Yeah. All I can think about with Morris is, like, when I was a kid, you'd have to run around with your mom and go do errands and stuff, and there would be, like, this one, like, Hallmark store you'd go in where they'd have all the cards, and then they had like all the little breakable trinket stuff.
Right.
And she'd be like, don't touch anything. And you'd get out of there and try not to break anything. That's what, all they said yesterday. Okay, Chad, don't
break anything.
He knocks over a shelf. There's like glass flying everywhere.
The night I ran into the Pornhub sweater girl, I told my daughter, I'm like, don't touch anything. I walked to the next aisle, crash.
Yeah.
It's broken ornament. Like, I can't take you anywhere.
I just don't understand the whatever reverse, the sword of Damocles or whatever that hangs around this guy is really, and I know he didn't work here anymore, but that doesn't mean this is any less fascinating of how everything this guy touches turns to caca. And then he leaves and it's better.
Yes.
There's your optimism.
So there's your rebound.
If you're a Razorback fan, next year you might win 9 games just because this moron doesn't work here anymore.
And Auburn will win 4.
That's right.
Razorback Talk Show designed for smart fans. This is Ruskin and Zach.
All right, we're back here at half past the hour here on the Ruskin and Zach program. Good to have you on board with us. And we're joined now on the Williams Tractor Hotline by Travis Brown from AggieSports.com. Give us some intel as Arkansas hosts Texas A&M tomorrow to start SEC basketball play. Travis, how are you? Good afternoon.
Can't complain, guys. Here it's a little chilly up there.
Yeah, it's typical. It's not snowing, so that's good. So I don't know if you're making your way up here or what's happening, but there's no snow to have to deal with, which is good this time of year.
Yeah, no, I'm not making my way up there, but I was out at the Winter Classic on New Year's Day, and it was like 55, and I was pretty miserable. So I can only feel your pain.
55 around here is shorts weather right now. It's funny how that all works out. So tell us a little bit about A&M's season. 6-5, and I'm looking here. There's some losses to Harvard and Fairfield in here. What's been going on in year one so far under Buzz Williams?
It's been quite the roller coaster, that is for sure. Buzz Williams came in. He pretty much kind of turned the program on its head. You know, didn't keep anybody from the Kennedy era around here. Got fun in all new guys. Lost most of his recruiting class that they had under Kennedy. Had to kind of go out and recruit on the fly, and it kind of left the cupboard a little bit there. So he's kind of stuck in that position of wanting to implement his systems, his philosophies, which are extremely complex, and doing it with kind of a makeshift roster this season of what's left over from the Kennedy era and what he was able to scrounge and put together in about 3 or 4 weeks of a recruiting class. And so it's made for a very interesting season. A&M plays really strong defense. They really, really hustle hard. That's one thing that you can say about the Buzz Williams era that everyone who's covered the team for several years has said. They hustle more on defense than they have in a while. And it's shown for their ability, for their defensive scoring numbers are very, very high. But other than that, they really can't hit the broadside of the barn shooting the ball, and they're really having trouble kind of getting through offensive sets. They don't really have a true point guard, and it's made for some real, real tight games. They've not had a blowout game this season, including all their guarantee games, and it's going to make for probably pretty rough go through the SEC slate this season.
They're paying Buzz a lot of money. Are A&M fans understanding that this is a bit of a process and somewhat of a rebuild, or are people already starting to get a little uptight that this isn't what they expected for north of $4 million a year?
Here's the thing. With A&M, basketball is pretty low on the totem pole. As far as fan attention goes, it's a football baseball school. And so I don't necessarily think, I think Buzz is going to have somewhat of a long leash because of his history and the what he's been able to prove at other places, but the fact that it's going to take a lot of time for people to kind of notice things are happening around here until they start winning. And so the crowds at Reed Arena this year have been abysmal. Even with the excitement of a new coach, because I think people kind of know what Buzz Williams has and what this team is going to do this year, and that he has a couple of years to do that. So I think there has to be some level of excitement before people can get apathetic or frustrated with how things are turning out.
We're talking with Travis Brown, AggieSports.com, here on the Ruskin and Zach program. So tomorrow, this looks like the two teams that have a really difficult time scoring is what it sounds like this game's going to be. Is that oversimplified, or is that pretty close?
When A&M played Texas up in Fort Worth for that neutral site game afterwards, I mean, it was a back-and-forth defense turnover, not a whole lot of scoring, 50-40, I believe, was the final score of that game. and I asked Williams about, you know, do you need to make games, you know, bring teams down to your level and be able to hang in games? And he said, they're not going to be winning any beauty pageants this year. And I think if they're going to stay in a game, no matter who the opponent is, it's going to be an ugly, try to keep possession as long as possible, minimize the number of possessions in a game kind of basketball. And that's a little bit what both teams play. So it could be a real ugly one tomorrow.
I got to ask you, were you at the press conference the other day when he started talking about Northwest Arkansas? Because I mean, we sat and listened to it, and it's like, wow, I mean, this guy seems like he did a lot of research on this particular area.
You mean when he was talking about his maybe future desires to become a chicken impresario?
That's the one.
Yeah. No, he is one of the most unique coaches that I've ever covered, because the way he sees the world and basketball and life and everything is just so out of left field from the normal person. You know, someone in that press conference kind of equated him to Mike Leach, who, you know, everyone says kind of, you know, just sees the world out of a completely different lens. And it's not necessarily too far off. And he said that someone asked if he had been to Fayetteville before, and he said not for basketball. He went because he was reading somewhere that said the most millionaires per capita per square foot or something like that is in Fayetteville, and that fascinated him, and so he found someone to get him in contact with the Waltons at Walmart and the Tyson Chicken people, and he went and, I guess, kind of like took a tour and just kind of asked him about, you know, success and how to gain that in life, and I guess that somehow plays into some of his motivation or something he does with coaching. So yeah, no, he had a lot of hot takes on chicken.
Yes, he did. You know, it sounds, that story sounds a lot like Musselman, in that Musselman will go anywhere, anytime to learn a little something about coaching or leading or anything like that. I mean, he's talked a lot about, you know, going to Warriors training camp with Kerr and all this other stuff. And it sounds like there's a little of that, or maybe a lot of that, in Buzz Williams as well.
He's very motivational. He doesn't have, you know, and he actually did this to us the other day. He doesn't carry business cards around with him. He carries on these cards that are printed so often that just have motivational quotes on them. When he comes across someone at one of his speaking clinics or at camp or someone, instead of giving them a business card, he hands out these motivational quotes. And it's kind of funny. The one first time he ever did this to the media, he handed us all one that said, "Don't judge the journey before it's over. If you trust the promise, you have to trust the path." And to me, that was kind of funny, because it seems like that is very much, you know what, the SEC play is about to start, so here's a little reminder that things might not necessarily go as planned this year, but if you stick with us, things might turn around here in the next couple of years when things grow. So yeah, he's very, very motivational.
Travis, I want to ask you a little football. I watched the bowl game the other day with Oklahoma State and A&M, and they, towards the end of the game, they were talking about how A&M's one of the youngest teams in the country. I'm sure that 8-5 it wasn't exactly what Jimbo drew up, but how much pressure is there going to be on Jimbo Fisher next season with basically the core of his team coming back, plus all a bunch of reserves, to get this thing not just into the top 25, but into the top 15 or top 10?
I don't think there's much pressure. I think, there was some rumbling this year a little bit about kind of the eye rolling about the $75 million contract, but I think those are pretty on the periphery. I think that there is going to be a high level of expectations because, like you said, a lot of guys are returning. And then if you look at the schedule, it's one of the, you know, they went from having one of the historically most difficult schedules in college football history to next year, it's going to be a pretty cupcake schedule where it's certainly feasible, if you look at it, that they'll be 10-0 heading into the final two games at LSU and at going to Alabama and then LSU. And so I think, maybe not pressure, but I think that there certainly is going to be some expectations, because I think all A&M fans kind of stomached this season knowing that this was 0 year for Jimbo Fisher. Last year he had some pretty good pieces left over from the Sumlin era to work with, and you know, when you get that coaching change, there's going to be a little hiccup in the recruiting, a little hiccup in sometimes in the flow of talent through your program, and I think this was the year that they kind of experienced that hiccup, and so moving forward, he kind of got his free he got his ear that, okay, this is the building year. This is where the program's foundation is really getting set. Next year, the expectations are going to be pretty darn high.
All right, Travis Brown, AggieSports.com here on the Williams Tractor Hotline on Ruskin and Zach. Thank you, Travis. Appreciate the time.
You got it, guys. Stay warm.
All right, we'll do it. Travis and all our guests join us here on the Williams Tractor Hotline here on Ruskin and Zach. Remember, coming back on Monday nights on the 13th is the Eric Musselman Show at Sassy's Red House on College Avenue in Fayetteville. I'll be back in 7 o'clock, basketball, Musselman, best smoked wings on God's Earth at Sassy's on Monday nights. Well, they have them every night, but you'll have the Musselman there on Monday nights. Coming up here starting on the 13th. All right, back in a moment with the SEC report. Don't go anywhere.